Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. On this hour, why ordinarily this is my views, and ordinarily we have Dr. Dennis Cuddy with us, but Dr. Cuddy's been somewhat ill for a couple of weeks. Hopefully he'll be back. So our guest this next hour is going to be Deborah Tavares, who certainly until a few years ago was a property manager and living the typical, successful, happy American life. And then she suddenly discovered what is really going on in the world. And of course, Deborah is one of those unique individuals who has the moral courage and integrity to become involved and to take a stand. And she's accumulated a tremendous amount of information. We've interviewed her a number of times. But right now, Deborah, why don't you bring us up to date on some of the exciting things you're finding about what's going on in America, what's really going on that your people are not going to get through the controlled media.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, people actually have been talking about what do we think is the most immediate concern, and there are, of course, many under UN Agenda 21 and also the international bankers' intention of eugenics.
Deborah, are you on a regular telephone?
Yes. Is this better? I'll speak louder.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead.
Okay, yes. We're under massive assault. We know that there's weaponized microwave frequencies that are intentionally positioned to cause brain damage and health effects, not only from the smart meters, which you know I've been very, very active in disclosing. And actually, we have a website called refusesmartmeters.com. And I would recommend that everyone go there and find out some of the deep research that has been uncovered.
Now, I think it's important that people understand, ladies and gentlemen, that electronics certainly can be dangerous for you. And certainly we know that cell phones increase the incidence of cancer and create all sorts of problems, and that information is being intentionally suppressed. But the incidence of cancer in small children and in children is going up dramatically. They know what they're doing. And then, of course, you get into the smart meters being installed. They know that there are serious health effects, and some people are very, very sensitive to them. And we're not only having smart meters, we're having smart appliances, we're having the smart grid, and all of this is deleterious to our effect. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, actually on refusesmartmeters.com you will find a U.S. Army military document. It's about 21 pages. So for those of you that have not had a chance to see the intended plan of attack with microwaves and frequencies, that's where you'll see a very, very important document.
Now, where can people get that again, Deborah?
It's on refusesmartmeters.com.
Refusesmartmeters.com. I've been there. I've seen the document. It is truly amazing. Go ahead.
Yes, and we also have a flashing button on that site where you can go in for more advanced and deeper information. That site is called smartmetersmurder.com. And on that, we not only discuss and show more information on the global grid that is absolutely intended to surveil and enslave all of humanity, but it's the planned planetary poisoning with radiation.
And ladies and gentlemen, they're poisonous. They're poisonous with bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. It's in every tin can. It's in plastic. Certainly it's in baby bottles. They're poisoning the children. They know what they're doing. They've known about bisphenol for 30 years. Don't take my word. Check it out. They know how toxic the water is with the fluoride in it. They know what they're doing. They know about the aspartame that we give to our children. It's in something like 40 or 50,000 products in America, poisoning the American people. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Deborah Tavares, and we're simply talking about the fact that there is an organized effort to poison the American people, and people just sort of shrug at that just couldn't be true. And yet, of course, Deborah has done extensive work on smart meters, and certainly you'll want to go to our website and find out about these electronic devices. They know how dangerous they are, and they use the same type of radiation that you can get from cell phones. They know how dangerous cell phones are, and people say, why, if they were dangerous, the government would allow it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two governments. We have a visible government, and we have an invisible government that is dedicated to population control. Why do you think the fertility rate, certainly among Caucasians in America, has fallen to 1.67 children per family? Why do you think that the sperm count of our men is falling and falling dramatically? Why do you simply think that today one in every two men and one every three women has cancer, whereas 100 years ago it was one in 80 Americans, and now it's one out of every two men and every three women? This is not imaginary. We are under attack today not by the wicked communists or the terrorists or the Nazis, but by people in America who have an intense hatred for humanity. Deborah, you pick up the story.
Well, that's exactly right. And the assault upon us is layers and layers and layers. Not only is it the frequency in layers being directed energy at us from cell phone towers, antennas, cell phones, all the wireless technology, even the cordless phones in our homes. Everyone needs to go back to the corded phones. People are getting too sick too quickly now. And as you said, the cancer rate is exploding. And also, we just came in from outside here in Northern California, where we are being absolutely blasted with the deadly toxins from the weather modification geoengineering program, and we have a site called ToxicSky.org. And I was just talking to my grandson, who doesn't understand why they're trying to eliminate the CO2. He even knows we need oxygen to breathe, and if they kill the trees, we're going to die. And he actually came up with a very interesting question. And he's actually sitting here eagerly listening to this conversation, because children are weighing in on this as well. And it's horrifying for these young children to see what is happening to their world also.
Deborah, hang on there. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And Deborah, I'm going to ask you to hang up. I'm going to have my producer call you right back, see if we can get a little bit better line. So I'm hanging up and you hang up. And Letitia will call you immediately. But ladies and gentlemen, as ridiculous as this sounds, you need to get the information. Certainly, I got involved with the AIDS epidemic. Well, back certainly in 1986, at the time, I could not believe there was an intentional effort to block the implementation of standard and effective public health measures, because they wanted the disease to spread specifically among the black and homosexual population of our society. The disease is genetically designed to kill blacks. That is why it's killed certainly well over 30 million people, certainly, and most of them are black. Here in America, almost half of all the people who are infected with HIV are black. It's a racially designed disease. But you're never going to hear this mentioned in the controlled media. But you're never going to have anybody really tell you the truth about how this disease was actually, they got into the homosexual community with a hepatitis B experimental vaccine, and many foolish homosexuals signed up to take the experimental vaccine in New York and in San Francisco and in Los Angeles. And where did the epidemic begin? In New York, San Francisco, and in Los Angeles. And then, of course, in Africa, in those areas where, of course, they used the experimental hepatitis B vaccine. Why, in many of those areas, 25-30% of the population is today infected. In the other areas of Africa where they did not take the experimental vaccine, maybe only 1-2% of the population has the disease. They know exactly what they're doing. We're up against organized evil, and if you haven't read my treatise on population control agenda, the population control agenda. Go to your internet. You can pull it down and read it. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Read the population control agenda. And certainly you can hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. You can get that DVD from by calling our RadioLiberty.com. We'll give those numbers out later. But right now we have Deborah back. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Hi. Okay, Dr. Stan.
And that's much better. Go right ahead.
Good. What we're most concerned about is a new document that has surfaced that is on our website called StopTheCrime.net. That's www.StopTheCrime.net. And among not only the source documents that we have up on that site, which everyone should read, the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, the New World Order plans exposed by the Insider 1969, and also watch the documentary movie of the Iron Mountain. But what we've got on the website right now is the NASA Future of Warfare. And this is a 114-page document. It was delivered by NASA, the Langley Research Center, Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist, and this was presented as a PowerPoint in July of 2001. It's very important to note that this was just a couple of months before 9/11, and you'll see in this document why it's important to note it was just a couple of months before. But I want to say that this is a master plan and a timeline. It discusses the end of humanity and the rise of robots to replace humans. And the topic of this document is robots, cyborgs, and humans. And while it says future warfare of 2025, it says on page 4 that it is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technology. No pixie dust. All of this.
We seem to be getting problems. I don't know if they're sabotaging your telephone.
Okay, I'm okay. I'm all right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And it says everything is available to them now. And that is on page 4. When I say they, I'm referring to the NASA document and on page 3.
Now, that's NASA. Is that National Security Administration?
Well, the agencies that are involved is the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, Atlantic Command, Australian Department of Defense. We have DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, Southern Command, and the list is quite long, and that's on page 3. What we are looking at as we go through this, and I'll cite some of the page numbers so that people that go on to StopTheCrime.net may be able to follow.
Now, that's the website, StopTheCrime.net, and what is this document called again?
Yes, it's called NASA, the Future of Warfare.
NASA.
And there's a button right when they open up that website, and they can open that document from that button, and they'll be able to read this. It is extremely disturbing. On page 8, this is what NASA says. Spaceship Earth. The crew are plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support controls, still looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, and increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. Humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet, caused global warming, pollution, deforestation. The human species, basically they're saying that it needs to be modified. They need to redesign us. They're talking about artificial life and transhumanism. They, on page 9, they want to direct evolution and change. They say cross-species and molecular breeding and directed evolution, because we are out of control.
And one more time, the title of this document that you'll find at www.stopthecrime.net. What is the title of the document?
Yes, it's NASA, Future of Warfare.
NASA Future of Warfare.
Now, it's very important to understand the word future means now. They had all of the technologies that are discussed in this document, they said were available in 2001. So everything is available to them now. They say that we're in a worldwide IT revolution. They say that automatic robots in the large will be used everywhere, in the large. There will be sensors on everything. We know that computers are going to be taking over everything, commuting, shopping, entertainment, travel, education, medicine, commerce, politics, and socialization. They essentially want to isolate all of us. Electricity and wires will be dictating everything we do. And through this isolation, they will gain greater control. We know through the Forced Common Core curriculum upon the United States, and I know that Orlean has a book that you do have, Dr. Stan, that talks about that.
But that is the Common Core curriculum. It's actually the transforming our whole educational system all across America. Teachers' organizations, even left-wing labor unions, are furious and trying to do something to block it. The information is being totally blacked out by the controlled media, and you're not supposed to know what they're doing to the mind of your children as they change the whole method of teaching. Every child will have a computer. Isn't that wonderful? And then they won't have to be able to really to write. They can just simply know how to print and use the keyboard, and they can be progressively dumbed down, so they will be subject to this wonderful new ruling elite taking over control of the world. People say this couldn't be happening. Ladies and gentlemen, it is happening in schools across America today. And well, here in California, we just voted an extra $6 billion for Governor Brown so we can put it in education, so we can facilitate the introduction of this disastrous educational program that, of course, and to go ahead and, of course, pay the pensions for the teachers is not going to improve education. It's going to destroy education. And also, of course, pay the pensions for the politicians, the legislature, and for Governor Brown. Go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, in fact, on page 26 of the NASA document, they say by the year 2025, 40% of private and 15% of public colleges and universities are expected to close due to web-based competition. They are causing this. They want mass control. They want only to deliver the data that people learn that they direct into our minds. And the greatest number of college scholarships right now is in Homeland Security degrees. So we are being transformed in the Silent Weapons Quiet War document. It's very important to read their concern. And their concern is the level of our education in science and math and computers. Because if they allow us to excel in those arenas, they are concerned that we will be able to undo this massive data collection scheme that they are taking over and transforming the globe under. It's all under data. And so people listening, you have to not support this data collection scheme. You have to withdraw your credit cards, pay everything with other methods other than credit cards, and don't fill out all the massive forms with information that they request. We have to get off our knees and stop this. They want sensors in everything, absolutely everything.
And, of course, I think, Deborah, people have to understand this is all in the name of combating those wicked terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, the war on terrorism is phony as a $3 bill. We're backing al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria. We back the al-Qaeda terrorists in Egypt, certainly in Tunisia, in Libya. And we're fighting the terrorists in Afghanistan. Why are we fighting the al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? There's only 50 members there. There's only 50 members of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Go to your search engine and type in Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda. Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. It's all phony. As exactly, it was the attack on the World Trade Center. The murderers are still at loose. In fact, six of the people who were the terrorists who took out the World Trade Center, they're all living and well over in the Middle East. How could that have happened? Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, that's absolutely true, Dr. Stan. And I think as people go through this document, they will be absolutely stunned at what they read, because it's nothing short of absolutely divulging the scheme and the plan. They're going to be using EMPs, all types of bio chemical weapons on us. They talk about the civilian population in the continental United States, national banking systems and computers. They talk about EMP attacks on buildings, power software and hardware, interruptions in the national and international payment system. They say it would be irrecoverable. Four sites of attack options would be freight cars and everyone in just in time, stockpiles, take down the auto industry, the power grid, all movements and war materials, etc. They talk about mines in everything. They also discuss the idea of being able to trigger tidal waves. Again, this document is unimaginable. They also discuss microdust weaponry. They say that the use of mechanical analog to bio, micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs, the dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is a completely new class of weaponry, and they deem it to be legal. They also talk about explosive smart dust opportunities. They say that it will infiltrate deeply buried and other such targets. Their concern in all of this robot world that they're leading us into is they say a particular concern, this is on page 31, is the uncontrolled and uncontrollable self-replication of brilliant robots and nano-replicators. They're very, very concerned that it could get out of control. Well, it already is out of control. We are heading into describing on page 35. They talk about the Chew-Chew robot, and this is C-H-E-W, C-H-E-W. They say this is a flesh and plant-eating robot that hunts and biodigests a natural food, and this will live off the land. Well, if you look at the inventor of the Chew-Chew robot, he discusses the fact that it eats for fuel and energy. And the best source of energy is meat, that is better, or flesh, that's better than plants. And he says at the end of my search about this, he jokingly says, the dangers of giving these gastrobots a taste of meat is they'll notice there's an awful lot of humans running about, and they'll try to eat them. They also talk about...
Now, does it actually say that in this government report?
Well, they say on page 35, Chew-Chew robot, a flesh plant-eating robot that hunts, biodigests natural foods to live off the land. Well, if you do a search on the Chew-Chew robot, you will find a discussion of the inventor. His name was Wilkinson. And he discusses, this is from London.
I want you to hold that just a moment, Deborah. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares, and she's describing this NASA report that you can find on her website. Have you checked this out so that there's no question at all that this is an accurate government report?
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we've talked to some military people high up ranking in the military to help us look at some of these different acronyms so that we could break these down. Much of it is military jargon, and so we've, of course, looked at that. people, as they read through this document, they see the word in all caps, C-O-N-U-S, CONUS, and that means Continental United States. And they talk about the planned attack on the continental United States in this document, throughout this document. They discuss how the United States is only 3% of the world savings versus 30% in the Asian savings. They go through this document really cutting down the United States. I'm looking right now on page 34. People can search spider goats. And about a year ago, that was going around on the web. And I looked at it because, of course, a spider goat would be a hideous crossbreeding. They look like real goats. But the reason that they did this was to allow for spider silk spinning from the goat milk. And now they're using this as a biosteel. And they say it's 3.5 times the strength, the fiber. And so they're using this in their warfare now. They have binary bioweaponry. In other words, they'll be using vaccines or fluoride in the water supply as a base to build other illnesses from as they continue to dump stuff from the sky and spray us with toxins. They're doing this right now in overseas, in Libya and in Syria. They are spraying those people. In fact, on the website on stopthecrime.net, right under the document itself, you will see an article from Russia Today. Read that article about this city that they are absolutely committing genocide. This is an absolute genocidal program because we know chemical weapons are indiscriminate.
Well, let me just point out to our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, 68% of the American cities have fluoridated water. What does fluoride do? Well, it lowers intelligence, it lowers fertility, it produces cancer, it poisons your thyroid, it poisons your cells. They know what fluoride does. And you say, well, they wouldn't put that in the water. Well, yes, they would, ladies and gentlemen. Certainly over in Europe, they don't allow fluoridation of the water supply. It's just here, over in Europe, they don't allow the genetically modified food. Why? Because, of course, they want to kill the people off in America. But it's a slow process, as I said earlier. Certainly, 100 years ago, one person in 80 got cancer. Today, it's one person, one of two men and one of three women. And they keep saying, I went to a medical meeting today. They said, gee, we have no idea why all of these things are happening. Well, I'm sure if the average doctor doesn't know. But there are certain people who do know, and this is why you need to get the information and find out what's going on. They killed the people at the World Trade Center. It was an example of murder. If you doubt that, you certainly need to get the material from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth, we have a lot of 4-tape sets, and we actually carry the DVD put out by over 1,600 architects and engineers. You'll never hear this discussed on ABC, CBS, NBC, on the evening news, because they don't want you to know these things. They wouldn't want you to know that six of the 9/11 hijackers are alive and well over in the Middle East. They don't deny that fact. They just never mention it. But fortunately, you have the Internet, and you can certainly prove that everything we're saying is wrong. Just go up to the Internet and go to your search engine and type in six 9/11 hijackers alive in Middle East, and you'll find all sorts of articles there on this sort of thing. The murderers who killed those almost 3,000 Americans on September 11th are certainly not over in the Middle East. They're here in the United States. They would never allow an independent investigation of that. And if that is possible, then certainly go to Deborah's website. Get the information. I've read a lot of this information. It sounds incredible. But I've read some of this, and I know Deborah actually has posted on her website our material on the New Order of the Barbarians. I don't know what she has it labeled as, but you can get that from us. It's certainly a talk that was given by Dr. Richard Day medical director of Planned Parenthood back in 1969, we described all of the terrible things they were going to do, and they've almost all come to pass. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares, and we'll welcome your calls. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Right now I'm looking on page 93 of the NASA document, and I'm going to read this. It says, exploit CNN syndrome. Now, CNN is the news media. It has been a cover front for psychological warfare. That's why we've got disinformation, and that's why we are this far with the globalist agenda, because, of course, we know they've taken over created mass disinformation. But here's what it says. Exploit CNN syndrome. Sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary biological. Attack critical infrastructure and take down EMPs, RF, that's frequencies against the brain, etc. Serious psychological warfare, collateral damage, and exploitation. Now remember, this was presented as a PowerPoint 2 months before 9/11, and they talk about the terror attacks and of course,
they were talking about terror attacks for several years before that. They knew all of this thing. It was all to be staged to justify, certainly, going to war in the Middle East and justifying, certainly, establishing a police state in America. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Absolutely, and that is the purpose of the attack. Everything that is being done to us is well explained, actually, in the Iron Mountain report. The fear that they must create in order to extort our freedoms is the glue they say they need, the oligarchy, the rich, powerful people of the earth, the Illuminati, work and only operate off of fear and death and stealing. They don't create beauty. They don't create anything. They cause death and destruction. And they want a one-world order through a totalitarian existence, which is now happening through technology. And this system will recognize no limits of its authority.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Deborah Tavares right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares, who's really done a great job of accumulating information. You'll want to go to her websites, and we're going to tell you in just a moment how to get there. If you have a question for Deborah, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And so many things that are going on today seem almost impossible to believe. I mean, could anybody believe that there would be people in our government who would actually launch an attack on our own facilities and take down the World Trade Center and crash a plane into the Pentagon and kill almost 3,000 people on September 11th? Well, certainly if this was really what we've been told, then why are six or seven of the 9/11 hijackers alive and well? The government never denied it. They just totally ignored it. They had a special investigation. It was, of course, the man who headed it, Tom Keene, was a member of the Trilateral Council on Foreign Relations, Lee Hamilton. The vice chairman came from the Trilateral Commission. And basically, you have the people investigating themselves. Half of the commission came from the Council on Foreign Relations. The last thing they want is the American people to know that they murdered those people so they could get us into a war, and then launch this war on terrorism so they could set up their cameras all across America so they could listen to all of our telephone conversations and read all of our emails and read all of our faxes and set up diffusion centers and set up a system of informants all across America. Now they're launching 30,000 drones, little tiny drones, small aircraft all across America to spy on the American people. And people say, we're protected, you know, against those wicked terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we financed this terrorist movement since its inception, but we can't let the American people know that. Simply go up on the internet to the search engine and type in CIA funds Al-Qaeda. CIA funds Al-Qaeda, you'll find it's true. In fact, reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. If you have a question for Deborah, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Deborah, how can people get to your website? Tell them you have several websites. How can they get there? What will they find on those websites? And then we'll go on with this current discussion.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I'm running four sites. The first is refusesmartmeters.com. I urge everyone to look at the Fort Meade military document there. And more importantly, everyone needs to keep the smart meter off your homes or get it off. That would be my number one recommendation right now. These are biohazards. Also, we have toxicdrinkingwater.org. On all of our sites, we have flyers that you can download and print and distribute. We also have toxicsky.org. That's toxicsky.org, and we have stopthecrime.net, and that's where this NASA document is posted. And I'm just going to refer to page 66 right now in that NASA document. It says, increasingly critical are human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow, physically and mentally. Humans require huge logistic trains. We cost too much. I.e., humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. On the next page, they talk about robots in the large. Robots are affordable. They redefine threat to the environment. And they go on and on and on. And Dr. Stan, you just mentioned about weaponized and unmanned vehicles. Well, they talk in here, in this document, about using swarms and clouds of weaponized bugs and insects. They say everything will be used as a platform and a sensor. On page 73, they talk about utilizing animals, even urban rats and insects, as delivery systems and munitions. Feeding, swarming, biting, and poisoning. And they're going to use sensors on everything. They will even have nanotags that they will dump as an aerosol. And we will be tagged whether we end up ever getting a RFID chip in our bodies or not. They can tag us just from the nanotags. They talk about psychological warfare in the large. They're going to use microwave, chemicals, biologicals, smart dust, radiation. The globalists run the media, run CNN. We have been so masterfully deceived and lied to and betrayed. And every single aspect of our lives is going to be forced control over everything. There's no regard to ethics or morality or even life itself. And the New World Order will control the politics as they do, the economy as they do, and speech.
Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, John. How are you doing? I guess we lost John. Well, if John wants to call back, we'd be glad to talk to him. But, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a plan for a dictatorship in America where everybody will be numbered. You'll neither buy nor sell. Yes, you were the mark of the beast. Be known by the number of his name. Today, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to impose tyranny on all the rest of the world. This is why we have over, and I've just this out recently, over 1,000 military bases throughout the world. Why does America need 1,000 military bases throughout the world to defend America? We're not defending America. We're establishing an empire for the control of the world and, of course, to crush any opposition to this movement towards the New World Order. And then, of course, we also certainly you need to understand that we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. We have over 45,000 troops stationed in Germany almost 60 years after the Second World War ended. Why do we need all those troops there? Over 30,000 troops in Japan, over 11,000 troops in Great Britain, over 11,000 troops in Italy. How are they guarding America there? They're not. We have an empire. You see, you're not supposed to think these things. You're not supposed to understand that the center of this whole conspiracy to bring about a one-world satanic world order is headed right here in the United States and not in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, in New York City, where this all begins. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, John. Do you have a question for our guest?
I got a comment, a question.
All right, fine.
Okay, the comment is I'd like to confirm everything she said. Back in the 90s, I was part of a community down in Florida, and we were fighting against Goals 2000, which is, by the description of what she said as far as the education of the kids, is exactly what that program was. And every kid would have a card, and they'd have their computer, and they would slip the card in, and instead of academic tests that they would pass, it was outcome-based questions and what have you. And then today on Alex Jones' InfoWars, he commented on the fact that, they've just released all these mosquitoes down in Florida, and under the pretext that they are sterile and they'll replace the existing ones and eventually there'll be no mosquitoes, but then, you know,
I think that people have to understand these are genetically altered mosquitoes. What happens if they make another mistake? Oh, shucks, we just made another mistake and another million people died. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we killed a million people in Iraq because George W. Bush made a mistake about the weapons of mass destruction there. All of his intelligence agencies, all 16 of them said Saddam Hussein has no weapons of mass destruction. They've all been transferred to Syria, but George W. Bush wanted a war. He lied to the American people, and a million people died. Should we be surprised that one day God is going to bring his judgment on this nation? John, do you have anything else to say, and then we'll get Deborah's response?
Well, and just on that, then he also mentioned the fact that there's now this new, it forms as a microorganism, an amoeba, that ends up in the brain, and it's going to be transferred via cats.
Yes.
And so this is just confirming what Deborah said, and it's that she said that it's not something in the future, it's happening now.
That's exactly
and I'd like
right.
her comment on that, and also the question is, her comment, and then the question is, so what do we do?
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Sean. Well, first of all, Deborah, what is this thing that's going to get into the brain, a microorganism, a parasite of some sort? I'm not surprised. Just tell me about it, though.
Right, yeah, that was just on the Drudge Report today, and we'll be posting that on to stopthecrime.net. But, yes, they're contaminating everything through our pets, through the pet food. They're destroying everything. When they say deforestation, people need to realize they're not talking about the forest. They're talking about everything green, our food supply, everything. And you know, Dr. Stan, that I spoke with Ted Turner a little over a year ago now, and that is up on YouTube. You can find that clip under Ted the Terrible Turner. He talks about how everything is going to be destroyed and 95% of the people must be euthanized or killed off.
Well, now, did Ted, do you actually have a video of him saying that?
Well, I heard him, and I recounted my hearing what he said, but then I also went on to some other sites, and he said the similar things that he said that day at that event at the winery here in Northern California.
I have no question at all that they really want to kill off 95% of the population of the world. And people say that's madness. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is madness. And the people who run this country are part and parcel of that madness. And it involves the Rockefeller Foundation. Involves people like Oprah Winfrey is a billionaire, and certainly the mayor of New York City. It involves certainly people of great wealth who want to destroy humanity, and you say it doesn't make sense. Well, the trouble is, of course, it doesn't make sense to you and I, but these people worship a different God. Well, certainly, John's response is, what are we going to do about it? And that's a very legitimate question.
Absolutely.
What in heaven's name are we going to do? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, one of the things that we're doing about it is we are massively educating people. And how we're doing that is we have banner hangs. We hang banners off of our vehicles and position them around Northern California. We're in an area where there's a lot of foreign travel because of the wine country. So we position our vehicles with enormous banners with websites. We put boxes of flyers. We've got banners out right now as I speak about the NASA document, a war document revealed, to get people to look at this document, to start their journey in understanding what is happening and how we are going to be targeted. And we need to create an awareness so that more and more people will know. Right now, people are so poisoned with all the toxins, the fluoride, everything that we've been discussing, Dr. Stan, they need the opportunity to find out so that they can join in alerting and informing all of their loved ones, their neighbors, their communities. We are being hit broadside by something that is stealth and deceptive, ruthless, monolithic, and relies on subversiveness. In fact, what Kennedy said, and I love his quote, he says, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." And he was assassinated about a week and a half after that speech that contained that quote, which we do have up on our website. We also, as you know, have been really trying to get the information out for people to refuse. We must say no. So this is something else we now must do. We cannot look for our lawless courts to defend us. We must say no. We know these frequencies from these smart meters are killing us. Go take a look at our other site, smartmetersmurder.com. I have several radio interviews up there, Dr. Stan, including one that I did with Alex Jones, and several other presentations with Oath Keepers that show the path of intention to surveil us, radiate us, and kill us in our homes with the smart meter and the RFID chipped appliances that will be required. That is what this grid is about. The success of the grid is requiring all RFID chipped appliances, increasing the radiation as it flows through us and to the collector called the smart meter on the outside of our homes. Go to antennasearch.com also. Find out where the weaponized cell phone towers are near you. When people ask what to do, keep your cell phones off, keep them in your garages, don't bring them into your homes, get rid of your cordless phones, get all of your phones corded, buy them now while you still can get them, turn off computers. Again, try to use less wireless. It is interfering with our frequencies in our brain. It is intended to. This is for ultimate massive mind control and sedating the entire population as they are doing with the fluoride. While we are still able to fight and disperse information, that is what we must do. Keep flyers with you. We are using large magnetic bumper stickers, and they can come off, and we replace them with different topics. But we have them on all sides of our vehicles. They're large enough to read when you're driving by on the freeway. These are the things we do. We are the media. We don't have a media. We are the media.
Well said. Our guest has been Deborah Taveras. Once again, let's get those websites out, Deborah.
Yes. We have refusesmartmeters.com.
Refusesmartmeters.com.
Smartmetersmurder.com.
Right.
We have toxicdrinkingwater.org.
Toxicdrinkingwater.org. Go ahead.
Toxicsky.org.
Toxicsky.org.
And we have stopthecrime.net.
They're all there, ladies and gentlemen. You probably want to get a copy of this program, or it'll be posted in our archives very shortly. Deborah, God bless you. Thanks. Well, just hang on for just a moment. Deborah, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Yes, I urge everybody to get involved. We are at a life or death moment, and our existence right now is determined by what we tell our neighbors, families, and friends. Many people do not know what is happening, but they know something is happening, and it is very, very wrong. And I look in the eyes of the children, and I realize that our battle is for them. We must get this information out every single way we can. Keep flyers in your vehicles. Get those bumper stickers on your cars. We are the media. We have to alert the people. We can't let innocent people be blindsided by this monster that is coming towards us. And with the plans that we know are existing, we've got all this information on our websites. I encourage everybody, look at the Conspiracy Con conference that I gave right after you did, Dr. Stan. We have that loaded up on our website about smart meters. And there's just a plethora of information. And what we did was we worked very hard to simplify the information and the videos so that people could look quickly. We don't expect people to spend days and days and days. We don't have that kind of time, quite frankly. And we need to alert people, and that would be, I think, the greatest contribution to this. Educate yourself, alert people. But most importantly, this is not about fear. This is not about fear-mongering. This will allow people to not react in fear as these things continue, because the evil forces rely on our fear, because through our fear, they will gain full dominance of us, and that is sheer evil. So if we investigate and know what their plans are and how we might disrupt their plans, they say in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, and I can't stress reading that enough, but they talk about what will stop them, and they talk about in order to obtain energy dominance, they need our cooperation. Let's not cooperate. Don't accept a smart meter on your home. Use your wireless technology less. You will see on stopthecrime.net that our cell phones are not for our benefit. You will see that the towers are weaponized. The cell phones are tracking devices.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have we're out of time, but we do have Joseph calling from Georgia. Maybe we have time for one quick question. Joseph, do you have a quick question because we're out of time?
Yeah, I just was listening to your previous guest, and then I heard on the Power Hour this woman, Judy Baker, wrote a book, Me and Lee, with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yes, we've interviewed her, and it's absolutely right. Do you have a question, Joseph, we're out of time?
Yeah, and then has anybody ever brought up how all the cheap AIDS drugs become available for the Africans when so many were dying off, you know,
Joseph, this is a planned program to kill off blacks both in Africa and the United States.
Right, but
they've lost 30 or between 30 and 40 million people as a result of the what I call the AIDS, the unnecessary epidemic. If you'd like to know, if you haven't read my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, I suggest you get it. Now, I'll have to admit, when I wrote the book, I didn't understand this was population control, but I knew what needed to be done to stop the epidemic. And suddenly came to realize, of course, only later, that this is a planned program of killing off the blacks and the homosexuals, and nobody wants to say it. God bless you, Deborah. Thank you so very much. And then, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We need your help to get the information out. Things are moving, and moving very rapidly. There's going to be an expansion of the war over there in the Near East or Middle East. Now, whether this is going to happen within a few weeks or a few months, I don't know. But we're heading into terrible and difficult times. You need to start making your preparations now, and I recommend. So Joel Skousen's books, certainly on the secure home and building a secure room, and certainly where to be safe on strategic relocation, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. To understand what's going on today, let me suggest we have a 4-CD set on smart meters and how they're destroying your mind and the minds of your family with this radiation that is in your home. And then we have a great DVD on geoengineering. This goes into the chemtrails. It's a talk that Rosalind Peterson gave a year ago at our conference. We have sitting Betty Martini's talk on aspartame. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning your children with aspartame. Aspartame was originally designed as a biowarfare agent. It's in tens of thousands of products in America today. And it has a disastrous physiological effect, and they know exactly what they're doing. They don't want you to know. And lastly, I would suggest our DVD, find me our 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, that's geoengineering, aspartame, the CD set on smart meters, and the 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians. And you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my essay, my treatise on the population control agenda, and the plan to kill off 90 to 95% of the population of the world, and their process today of poisoning our people with water fluoridation, with chemtrails, certainly with genetically modified food, with aspartame and MSG, with bisphenol, which is in every tin can and in every baby bottle, certainly with their aerial spraying, and they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the food, and they're giving us various products that alter our mood. They're poisoning the forest and poisoning the trees, and even using pesticides that destroy the bees. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Let us all